Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is Free for All Friday. Now, on Fridays, we talk about different things. We talk about wealth. We talk about success from a political perspective. We talk about just people in general and ideas and attitudes and all of these great things that will help you to free yourself in life so that you can get what you want. Well, today we're still talking about wealth. We talked about wealth last week. I gave some wealth information. And this week we are still talking about wealth. We're going to talk about discovering your wealth patterns. And this is a very short show today because you need some time to contemplate your life. Anyway, so it's discovering your wealth patterns. When you can discover your wealth patterns, you will determine and if you are serious about having a wealthy lifestyle, keeping in mind that when people hear the word wealth, they think it's all about money. But wealth, it's about money. It's about having a great relationship. It's about taking care of your health. So it's about so many great things. Now, when you're serious about wealth, there's some evidence that will point to that. And you won't have to explain things or justify what you're thinking and doing, or even try to prove it, because there will be tangible evidence. For example, when you're serious about wealth, you will do exactly what you said you would do with money or other parts of your life without complaining. You'll do it with ease because you will have made up your mind. You'll be so focused and intent on realizing the goals that you set and building the lifestyle, that ultimate life that you've always wanted to have, until, you know, people will know that you're serious. When you actually open up and say, you know what, I am going for it, whether you have little tinges of fear or not, and you're still pushing forward, it will be noticeable. There's something about having that amazing shift of energy. Now, how you view a life of wealth today is, it's actually rooted in your experience with wealth and with wealth energy since you were young. So if you really want to discover your wealth patterns and see how serious you are about having this wealthy lifestyle, because, I mean, think about it. People are always talking about having more money, having better relationships, wishing they were healthy, thinner, taller, whatever the case may be. But when you are serious about making something happen, not necessarily becoming taller, unless you buy heels or put lifts in your shoes. But other than that, when you are really serious about making something happen and really making that transition from one type of lifestyle to another, then you're going to make it happen and you'll take a look at your patterns. And as I said a few moments ago, how you view a life of wealth today, that's rooted in your experience with wealth energy since you were young. And so it's important to discover your wealth patterns and to take the time to do that. So what I want to suggest that you do is, you know, take some time and think about what you remember hearing about money, staying healthy without popping a bunch of pills once you get beyond a certain age, or if you just have a simple cold, or hearing or having about things you heard about having a healthy relationship. What are your thoughts about earning money? What are your thoughts about building an ultimate life? When you hear that, do you think that this is possible for you? So take the time to really ponder your thoughts about earning money, having a better relationship, all of these things. You want to spend time with yourself. As you think about what you've been taught in the past and what you believe today, because you want to compare the two, you will get a clear picture of the associations that you bring to mind or that come to mind when it comes to your personal finances, when it comes to achieving your goals, and when it comes to your dreams. Are your dreams just that, nothing more than dreams? Or are your dreams something that you want to make real, you want to turn into a reality in order to build that ultimate life? So you really want to think about how you view wealth, how you view having a wealthy life. And this is going to help you discover your wealth patterns. All of the answers and thoughts that will come to mind, they might not all come in like within 10 minutes or even 30 minutes or even an hour, but the thoughts will come over time. In other words, over perhaps the course of a couple of days or even a week. But as these answers pop up, or you start to remember things from when you were younger and things that you were taught and what you heard about money, about relationships, about your health. You know, sometimes people buy into the idea that once they get beyond the age of 50, that everything's pretty much downhill from there. They start saying things like, oh, you know, I'm getting old. You know, and the truth of the matter is you don't want to speak those kinds of things. You know, be young mentally and physically, you will still be young. So the point I'm getting to here is think about your life. Okay. And when these answers pop up and these ideas come to mind, or thoughts, I should say, come to mind, past thoughts, things that you were taught before that you've allowed to kind of seep into your consciousness and you really haven't paid them any attention, you know, write these things down so that you can examine them to see if there's a pattern that you need to address. Is there something that makes you afraid to earn more money? Is there something that causes you to sabotage yourself when it comes to making more money? Is there something that will cause you to just, when you set these goals, as you start to achieve the goals, as you start to get results, you start to back away from it because something has convinced you that perhaps you don't deserve it or it isn't real. And what you're doing, you have to be doing something you shouldn't be doing if it's that good, if it's happening for you. So you want to think about these patterns, and this will give you, as you write them down, and the beauty of writing things down, of course, is that you can go back and you can read it. And as a matter of fact, I would suggest that you read it out loud to yourself. Now, don't do this in front of a lot of people. Don't ask anyone else's opinion, because this is about you discovering your wealth pattern. This is not about you looking for justification or looking to someone else to, let's say, validate what you're thinking or validate what you've written down. Because sometimes, you know, people will tell you, oh, that's ridiculous. That's not real. Especially if you've written something down that's positive. And they will tell you you're not living in the real world. You're looking at life through rose-colored glasses. And they'll say, oh, man, as bad as this world is today, you know, this just couldn't possibly happen. Things are so awful. So you really don't want to share this information with people until you, like, have one or two people that you can trust. And to be quite honest, there's not a reason to even share this with anybody, because this is all about you discovering your personal wealth patterns. This is all about you discovering what you were taught. Now, I guess if you were going to share it with someone, you might want to share it with a brother and a sister or you know, a close family member like that. But that's only after you've had your revelation and you started to move forward and you started to accomplish some goals and get some results. And they're wondering, wow, what are you doing? How did you make this happen? Now you can share with them what you did, that you took the time to discover your wealth patterns. Well, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Free For All Friday. So take some time, think about your life, think about your wealth, the relationships, think about your health and the things that you've been taught. And, you know, just give it your very best. And you know what to do. Do life with power and have a great weekend. By the way, just as a quick reminder, remember to tune in on Sunday when we talk about your spiritual life. This is not about religion. This is all about you tapping in to the part of yourself that is necessary for achievement, for personal growth, true personal growth, and just so you can learn more about how amazing you are as a human being. We are. Well, as amazing we all are, because I'm a human being too. Hey, once again, you guys enjoy your weekend.